In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy says the Fed is sending 350 ventilators. He says that's on top of the 500 they already got, but he says New Jersey needs a whole lot more. He's joining us live now on the 1010 Winds News Hotline. Good afternoon, Governor Murphy.
Larry, good to be with you.
Hey, listen, talk about the need for equipment in the state. What percentage would you say has been fulfilled thus far based on the storm ahead, sir?
Well, it's hard to know exactly because the storm is still taking shape right now. We know it's going to get a lot bigger. But I'd be lying. We need more ventilators. Our ask for the federal government is 1,650 right now. They've given us some, which we're thankful for. We need many more. We're light on property, protective equipment for personal use. We ourselves, New Jersey's procured almost 10 million pieces. We need more. We're light on beds, although we're building them. I'm going to tour a field hospital built by the Army Corps tomorrow. And we need to augment our heroic healthcare workers. We've got a call to arms for volunteers to come in and help. So we need more of all the above, and God willing, we'll find our way there.
Okay, the million-dollar question, Governor. How confident are you that we'll be able to get what we need out of the Fed?
We're going to have to, Larry. One way or another, we're going to have to. The alternative is unacceptable. There's no price that's too high to pay for a life saved. We've already lost, bless their souls, 355 New Jerseyans, and that number sadly is going to go up, but we got to make sure it doesn't, that we keep it as low as humanly possible.
Yeah, we'll put it out there. I'll say it. I know you guys have to bite your tongues when you're talking about the Fed because you want to say one thing, but you can't necessarily say it. Let me go this route, though. Your health commissioner stated earlier that hospitals in North Jersey are already on divert status. There's no room. How big of a crisis are we looking at in that front?
Well, it's going to, the good news is we've regionalized our response, which is good, north, central, south. The north and central are getting hit the hardest. You know, we're in the same reality, Larry, in many respects, as New York, greater New York. That's our life in the counties that are up north and in the central part of the state. So far, we're staying ahead of this, but it is growing by the day. There's just no question about it. We're doing everything we can to stay out in front of it.
Okay, and social distancing still a big problem in the state. We know about Hawaii, where they are imposing $5,000 fines and jail time.
Yeah.
It's going to come down to that? What are you thinking?
I don't know about $5,000, but I'd entertain it. The great news is, overwhelmingly, it's Jersey, after all. Folks have as much character here as any state in America. Overwhelmingly, folks are complying. But there are still non-compliant knuckleheads, and we're going to be out there enforcing this with every bit we've got until everybody rows the boat together.
Okay. Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey, thank you, sir. Be safe.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
Always welcome.